Morning, everybody. On 88.1, it's Marilyn Morning. Glad you're with us this morning. My guest today is Sharaina Christmas-Rose. She's the founder of Muse 360. It's a program for young people in Baltimore that combines training in the visual and performing arts with trips to places around the world that are important to the history of Africans and African Americans. Muse 360 is 10 years old this year, and they are celebrating that milestone with a special performance and gala on Saturday night. Sharaina Christmas-Rose joins me in the studio. Good morning. It's good to see you.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you.
So you have a dance studio as part of Muse 360. You have a very extensive art education project and this program called A Spark of Genius.
Yes.
So let's start by talking about how many kids you are dealing with and where you draw those kids from.
So spread across the three programs, we deal with about 400 students. On a consistent basis. So at the preparatory dance level, it's about 100. And then when we go into schools, we're dealing with middle school and sometimes elementary, and that helps us reach a range of different people, a range of different students. A lot of our students come from Baltimore City, which is wonderful. But some of them, about 20% of them come from the county, and actually some come from Pennsylvania down to take dance. Mm-hmm. So we don't have any particular group, but it's pretty much a Baltimore City student thing, yeah.
And so I'm under the impression that the premise of it is dance. That dance is a big part of it.
That is definitely most people's impression, but that's not actually true. My background is dance, so everybody thinks dance, dance, dance. Dance is how we started. But for me, it was really important to expose students to allied arts. So we do theater, we do visual arts, literary arts, and music is actually something we're just starting to get into. But we really expose students to all the arts at a very high quality level.
So these are after school programs, weekends,
yes.
Summers?
Mostly after school summers and on the weekends, because, you know, during the school day, we only go into schools to do programming. And so right now we're currently at Patterson Park Public Charter. We went to Crossroads School and we do in-school programs there. But particularly the bulk of the students come after school and on the weekends. And then in the summer, they're full time.
Mm-hmm. And this Saturday, you're going to do a big gala, and that will include a performance. You're going to do a piece called The 12 Daughters of Dance, and this is based on a Grimm's Brothers fairy tale.
Yes.
How'd that come to be?
So my son got a book, you know, for Christmas called The 12 Dancing Princesses. It's a classical story. I've done the ballet at Dance State of Harlem, but it was illustrated by Rachel Isadora, and it was colorful. It was set in Africa, and I said, this is it. This is what we're going to do. So I talked to Mom Maria Broom, who you know, and she said, well, let's make the story.
Great actor and
great actress,
narrator,
dancer.
Right.
Just phenomenal woman. And she said, let's make the story a little bit more, you know, tailored to us. So she actually helped me write the story. So we are featuring 12 daughters who are princesses that all have different attributes. And the costumes are amazing. And we just decided to really go the gamut with it. And then using Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, which everyone should check out, it just has come together just beautifully. So it's my baby. It's a creation that I have, you know, thought of and have worked with some great people to make it come to life. It's just going to be amazing.
Well, Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, we played a little bit at the top of the introduction this morning. A wonderful African-American brass ensemble from Chicago.
Yes.
And of course, Maria is, you know, just, you know, legendary around here, has been working, you know, as an educator and storyteller for years. So the children from the program will be dancing in this.
So the children from the program will be dancing in this, but also we've partnered with a few other people. So I also have some of my peers from Dance State of Harlem coming to perform. I have a young lady from Ballet Israel performing. And we've also partnered with some of the jazz musicians at Baltimore School for the Arts, some juniors and seniors who will be performing live music to Afro Blue. They're actually going to be performing Afro Blue, which is a classical jazz piece, live. So that's one part of the show that we're really excited about.
Yeah. And your own path to this, you started this 10 years ago, but that your path to this comes in a kind of an interesting and unique way. You have a degree in finance, and you worked in business for a while before sort of getting back to your roots as a dancer, because you were also trained as a child at Dance Theater of Harlem when you grew up in New York.
Yes. Yes. My path is very unique. But I will say that, you know, a lot of times when you think about your path, you can't always, you know, foresee what it's going to be. I thought I was going to still be working, you know, in the finance industry. I was a maverick. I was really dedicated to it. But it wasn't my passion. And what I've learned through this whole experience is that, and even as I teach young people, is to really tap into your passion and think about how you feel at that moment because life is short. And so with me giving back to the community and just to people, even people that are older than me, being able to work with them through the arts has just been a blessing. So my path, I guess, was destined. The business side obviously helps with the nonprofit. And then, you know, obviously my artistic side and creative side has just created a unique mix for me to be able to serve and do what I need to do to make Muse 360 happen.
And that mix is throughout your whole family. You're married to an Open Society Institute fellow, Bashi Rose, who does theater work. He's particularly known for the work he does with incarcerated people in prisons in Maryland. And it's of a piece with both of you, what you're doing. You talk about the nonprofit world. You've got to run this nonprofit, and obviously you've done pretty well because it's still standing.
Yes,
after 10 years.
I would say so.
And you know, it's serving an awful lot of kids. But is this something that the arts education question is one that it's on a lot of people's minds, particularly arts educators? Is this something that the schools should be doing? I mean, are you filling a gap, filling a hole that we have in the Baltimore City public schools and perhaps even the county schools as well?
I think so. I just had a conversation with Dr. Ford from Baltimore School for the Arts about all access to the arts. And all access provides young people with an opportunity to be themselves. And you can see how students can progress artistically, which in turn, you know, helps them progress academically. So absolutely, it's something that Baltimore City should pay attention to. A lot of my students have become well-rounded. They have been to over 7 countries, you know, and with no funding, you know, but going to these countries and providing them with these opportunities, which wouldn't happen if they just went to school every day. So
Sharana Christmas Rose is the founder and director of Muse 360. They're presenting the 12 Daughters of Dance on Saturday night to celebrate their 10th anniversary. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. So let's talk about these trips, because that's a really interesting dimension of the work you do at Muse 360. You take groups of kids to places outside of the country every year. How do you pick the places? Why do you decide to go there? And when you get there, what do you do?
So that was a very ambitious idea that I had, but I wanted to expose students to the African diaspora, which is, you know, the spread of Africans throughout the world and our culture being mixed. And so we decided to go. The first place we decided to go to was Jamaica. And if you've ever been to Jamaica, even when you get to hit the airport, the culture is very rich. You know, it talks about the Tainos and it talks about, you know, the Maroons who escaped. So when we started really getting into the African diaspora, we decided that we would start in the Caribbean. And so far, we've gone to a few countries. And a lot of the times the students do research before they travel. And then we travel to the countries. They find an artistic medium to really explore the history of it. And what's important about that is really, if you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you're going. And in this country, it's very difficult for young African-American, you know, youth just to kind of know where they're going. So if we start with the history and let them know the history is not a bad history, it's been rough, but we've persevered through it and we have come up with great creations through the arts, it really helps their confidence. They feel like they have accomplished something, and they're set, you know, on a very higher, you know, artistic level. So the travel part really just helps shape them. And it honestly helps shape me and Bashi as we teach these young people. It's just phenomenal, the type of outcomes that we've gotten from dancing mini drums. So,
you know, that broadening of one's perspective. I mean, I know adults who've never been out of the country. And I think that's sad to have a notion that, you know, the whole world, you deal with the whole world from the perspective of just America.
Right.
It really is a hugely broadening perspective. And some of these kids have a very limited opportunity to even get out of their neighborhood, right?
So absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you think about America, you know, we're all a melting pot. So why wouldn't we want to travel outside and teach them to, you know, learn about where they come from? So it's just a very simple concept, but it has really broadened their perspectives on life.
Because the program is an arts education program, obviously, not just the travel, but the dance studio and the other thing. But the focus is not, or the aspiration is not just artistic. You're not here training dancers, although you have had several dancers go on through from your program to other, you know, to pursue it as an artistic profession.
Right.
But this is about leadership. It's about confidence. It's about performing.
Lifelong education, that's what it's about. And not just education on the academic level, about themselves. You know, how can you, when someone asks you, who are you? People can't really answer that question. Adults, you know, older people, you know. So these young people really explore who they are. And not just from an African diasporic perspective, but from a world perspective. You know, we're all kind of interconnected. And if they use the art to explore that, then it just makes it all better. It makes it more fun. But it is very intense. It's a very intense program. And this summer, we're actually traveling to an island called Eleuthera, which is off of the coast of Bahamas. And we're partnering with Morgan State University and Unchained Talent to serve 40 kids, but we're still traveling with 10 kids to this island on June 14th. So, you know, they've already done quite a bit of research and starting to prepare themselves. But it's a well-rounded thing. You know, it's like a rites of passage. We go through a lot when we travel with these kids. We talk about a lot of hard issues. We talk about the confidence level, especially with the males. The males have a hard time traveling, sometimes just, you know, outside of their comfort zone, especially if they come from the inner city. And last year we did something called Family Forum, which I used to do growing up with my mother. And I allow the students to really just talk about their feelings and just how this experience has helped them.
Yeah, that was one of my questions in terms of your whole program, not just the travel piece, but the other parts of the program. Obviously, dance is something that appeals to young girls. Do you have a lot of boys involved as well?
We have a lot of boys involved at the other program level. So the other program level, Spark of Genius, Youth Entrepreneur Project, it's all boys at Crossroads. So sometimes when I go in, I teach.
And Crossroads is a charter school. It's run by the folks at Living Classrooms downtown.
So that's, you know, that's all boys. Dancing Mini Drums, we have about 50%. Very, you know, highly intelligent young men that want to be in a safe environment to explore, you know, their academic, you know, interests, their artistic interests, and not feel bothered. But no, they're not dancers. We have one dancer, but, you know, most of them explore literary arts, you know, theater arts, and actually some of them now get into film. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Let's talk just real briefly as we finish up here this morning. The Spark of Genius, this entrepreneurship program, that's another really mm-hmm. important part of what you guys do.
My youth, actually from Dancing Mini Drums, two of my youth, they said, we need to raise money to travel. And they said, what if we sell our art? And I said, okay. So they got the idea from, you know, Dr. Carter G. Woodson's book, The Miseducation of the Negro. The preface talks about, you know, really using your spark of genius. What's that talent that lies within you? If you didn't go to college, what could you do? So the students performed a couple of summers. They created a jewelry business. And so we created a curriculum with the MICA student to actually start teaching young people about entrepreneurship and the arts and business. And it's just blossomed, and the students lead it, actually. It's youth facilitated. And now we're at Crossroads Charter School right down in East Baltimore.
Yeah, learning how to get it together and get it out
there. Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. So I'm the first example, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Well, I have such great admiration for the work that you do.
Thank you.
I think Muse 360 is a terrific group. And Ravik, I'm looking forward to working with you with the Baltimore Choral Arts Society in December.
Exciting.
You're going to be on our Christmas for Kids concert. That's going to be a lot of fun. So have a great time on Saturday night, and thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Sharana Christmas-Rose is the founder and director of Muse 360. They'll present a new work, The 12 Daughters of Dance, at their anniversary gala on Saturday night. Program begins at 7:30 at Krausauer Auditorium at Goucher College. There's a VIP reception earlier in the evening. We've got a link to all the details on our website. Come on over to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall.